Hello and welcome to the new episode of the Enrollment Grade. I'm your host, Jerry Zolani, the Chief Growth Officer at Bay Atlantic University in Washington, D.C. So today I will talk about deposits and fees when it comes to applications. What is the right combination? What are the effects of each one of them? And it's one of those things where application fees and deposits are just elements that we've actually been experimenting a lot. So every semester we try a different iteration, you know, so that we can come up with the right combination, if any, of fees versus deposits or both, right? When it comes to ultimately, you know, the number of students that end up enrolling to the university. One of the things that we're trying to mitigate is trying to find a fine balance between processing a large amount of applications, but also processing the right type of applications, right? And this is what deposits versus fees will end up doing for you. So one of the things that you have to consider in terms of whether to use, you know, application fees or use deposits or use both is what your ultimate goal is. If you have a small admissions department, right, like if you have only one or two people that are processing applications and you have a very thorough process where you require a lot of documentation, right, you want to make sure that they are being both effective and productive at the same time, right, but also efficient, right? So you want to make sure that your admissions team is not bombarded with applications that are low quality. You know, it's taking a lot of their times and it's kind of churning their gears and actually have a low output at the end, right? So this is where an application deposit the size of your application fee will actually play a big role. If you have a big, very efficient admissions department, then, you know, you just want to keep them as busy as possible, right? So you want to increase the number of applications that they are processing so that ultimately, you know, you can get to a good output. And that's something that you control with deposit, not necessarily the application fee, but with the actual, admissions deposit as well. So, you know, one of the things that we have tested is we've tested semesters, for example, where we only run application fees. One of the things that initially when we tried to do that, we were under the impression that this was going to drastically lower the amount of applications that we were getting. We only saw roughly about a 15% drop in the number of applications that we were receiving, completed applications, you know, and people actually paying. So it was nice to see that we had, another source of revenue that came in the form of a healthy, you know, source of revenue that came in the form of an application fee. However, we didn't necessarily see, you know, a big, you know, improvement in the applications to start ratio, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, students are willing to pay that application fee, kind of like the entry ticket, because ultimately, especially international students, what they're getting to is they're getting to the I-20, right? The ability to come to the U.S. to study here at a university. But the biggest lever was really the deposit fee, where we actually tested another semester just actually having the deposit fee and having no application fee. The deposit fee did two things. One, it automatically limited the number of applications that we received, right? So it dropped, the number of applications dropped. It strengthened actually the type of application, right? The applicants that paid the deposit fee had a higher likelihood of actually obtaining a visa, and also had a very, very high likelihood of follow-up, meaning, you know, finally coming and enrolling with your institution, right? So not necessarily transferring out or just falling off the grid, right? So coming and actually finally enrolling with your institution. So what we noticed is that roughly about 44% of the students that paid the deposit fee ended up enrolling with the institution, whereas students that had no fees or no deposits, basically we only saw about 1.3% of the total applications actually ended up enrolling, right? So if you put no deposit and no fees, you are going to get an insane amount of applications, right? You're going to keep your application high, but your throughput is going to be very low, right? So what you're going to count on is your institution, basically, or your admissions team being able to kind of, process applications in a, on a, on the fly to be able to give you ultimately the number of students that you're looking for. However, if you put a deposit fee, from our experience or from my experience, is actually more effective than an application fee. If you combine both, you are guaranteed to limit the number of, students that sit in class by a very small, by a very large amount, because now you're putting two barriers, right? You're putting an admissions ticket, right, which is your application fee, but at the same time, you're also asking your students to actually commit higher amount of dollar to be able to attend your institution. If I had to pick, and what's been more productive is not having an application fee, having a deposit, and then following up with the students, making sure they're actually paying the deposit on time, and then following up at every step of the process to ensure that they're paying the service fees and all that stuff until they finally, kind of enroll with your institution. So it's not just, the fee or the deposit itself that will make, the difference for you. It's also how often and what are your steps in your journey, your student journey, to make sure that you follow up and you keep that, student engaged from start all the way to, finish when they're actually sitting in class and having enrolled. Now the question that comes up is like, what is the right amount, right? And there's really no, obviously the higher the deposit, it's going to be, you're going to see a lower amount of students, right, kind of committing their dollars, right? Like the most serious ones are going to commit their dollars to come to your institution. But at the same time, right at your director of admissions level, or VP of admissions level, you also want to make sure that your admissions team is working, right? And they're processing applications because, there are going to be students that may not be willing to pay a high deposit upfront, but they are student, but they would actually be willing to, come to university and attend classes and register and be amazing students, right? So the question is, do you want to limit students that are not willing to make that upfront payment, just so that you can feel good about the fact that you have a very committed, student? What we've seen, and even talking to various agents, for example, that work with different institutions, is the ideal deposit fee, kind of like conditional acceptance deposit fee, would be somewhere between $200 to maybe $300. We've played with, $350, and we've seen a lot of resistance, right? But we've tried $200, and it's worked. We've seen basically zero resistance, right? So, you want to make sure that you have students committing, a certain amount of dollars, kind of voting with their dollars that they're going to attend your institution. But at the same time, you don't want to make it, too high where it's impossible, for them to commit right off the bat to attend your institution, especially if they don't know whether they're going to receive a visa or not. And you also have to keep in consideration, from a socioeconomic perspective, right? So when you look at Latin America, the highest monthly salary in Latin America is Uruguay at about $550 a month, right? And you have, the lowest being Venezuela at, what, $10, $15 a month at this point. So most countries, when you're asking for a $200 or a $300 deposit fee, you're practically asking their parents for a whole month's paycheck, right, to, you know, commit to come to your institution without any guarantees that they're going to actually be able to schedule an interview for the visa and be able to get that interview to come to your institution. So, you know, you have to kind of be mindful of the type of dollar amount that you're asking the students to commit. In closing, should you place a deposit fee, you know, and should you place an application fee, you know, to your application process? I've tried everything from zero application fee and zero deposits to actually having both. And I would definitely say, you know, my recommendation would be to actually do request that students pay something, you know, for your application process. Now, whether you should put an application fee, you know, at the beginning of the application process, or whether you should put a deposit fee or both, that depends on you. That depends on ultimately what your goal is, right? And your balance that you have to play between, you know, keeping your team, you know, busy kind of, you know, looking at applications and looking at their productivity rates, and ultimately how many people you're actually expecting, you know, to enroll at the end of the semester. Ideally, you know, from my experience, actually having a conditional acceptance deposit is much more effective, right, than having just an application fee. But you also want to make sure that you keep that at an amount that is high enough where it's a commitment, but also, you know, low enough where you're not requesting what students pay, you know, a month's worth of salary, 2 months worth of salary to commit to your institution. So with that, you know, I'm going to close it, or I'm going to open up to questions. If you have any questions, please go to theenrollmentclinic.com and, you know, just I'll be glad to answer any of the questions that you have. All right, until next time.